Small Biz Central.
The Brain.
Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain had a vision to help female entrepreneurs create the business and lifestyles of their dreams. Michelle DeKindersmith founded JaneOutOfTheBox.com as an online community for female entrepreneurs. The site offers 24/7 access to a wide range of resources to help women, including discussion groups, an online directory, advice from a panel of experts, downloadable tools, templates, and resources, all designed to help them run their businesses. Over the past several years, Michelle has become very passionate about researching what makes entrepreneurs tick, as well as what causes some to be more successful than others. Joining us on the line from their headquarters in Hudson, Florida, is founder and CEO of JaneOutOfTheBox.com, Michelle DeKindersmith. Michelle, welcome to the Small Biz Brain.
Thanks, David. I'm really glad to be here.
So what led to your interest in researching female entrepreneurs?
You know, it almost was an evolutionary thing for me. I have been in the research business for about 20 years, and in the early part of my career, I was really focused on helping Fortune 500 companies do research that helped them develop better products and services to meet the needs of their market. And about 10 years ago, I started my own company that was a consulting firm specializing in marketing research. And about 8 years in, I found myself almost with more work than I could handle, which was really exciting. But it started this journey of trying to understand how do entrepreneurs in general grow their businesses successfully? How do they build teams? How do they build systems that support a larger business than a solo entrepreneur could handle? So part of it really started with my own journey. And then I started doing just some foundational research with other entrepreneurs to understand what helped to make them successful or less successful. And along the way, discovered that women and men really have some different needs with regard to what they're looking for from their business. So that helped me focus in on helping women particularly.
So it was really the gender differential that was fascinating. And then from there, you jumped off to women specifically.
Exactly.
In general, what, if anything, surprised you about the findings?
Well, what started it, as I mentioned, was we began by looking at the differences between men and women. And really, everyone who starts a business seems to be thinking about things like freedom. It's just that men and women tend to express it a little bit differently, where men think about financial freedom more. And in our research, women were talking more about freedom of time.
Yeah.
So we started digging into this idea of freedom of time, and what we discovered through analysis of now about 1,000 women business owners is that there are 5 unique types of women who own businesses. And so we have an assessment where you can learn what your type is now, but each individual type of woman is very different in terms of her motivations for why she wants to own a business and what the status is of her business today, what her challenges are, if you will.
How interesting. Well, let's take the 5 types, if you don't mind, if you can walk us through how those pan out.
Sure, I'd love to.
Great.
The first type is maybe what we would consider almost the more conventional entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
We call her Jane Doe, and that's D-O-U-G-H, like for money, right? And Jane Doe is really working to build a business that is going to be supported well by systems. She may be having a team, but she's very focused on building a business that provides great profitability and helps her manage how much time she personally is spending in the business. So she's building a business, if you will, in a smart way. She's very focused on profit and on building a business that's sustained over the long term. So
okay.
She may have interest in selling it or passing it to her kids someday.
All right, so that's number one.
So the second type is a type that we call Go Jane Go. And this is a woman who is often wearing very many hats. She may be engaged in volunteerism. She's definitely running her own business. She keeps herself super, super busy. She's got a lot on her plate. And so her greatest challenge may be finding enough time to take great care of herself as she's going about trying to achieve all these different things.
Oh, interesting.
Our third type is a group that we call tenacity gene. And tenacity gene is actually the largest segment of women entrepreneurs that we've found. They represent about a third of female entrepreneurs. And the challenge that tenacity gene has is that she really is struggling financially in her business right now. She may be having cash flow challenges. She may have taken on some debt or been undercapitalized when she started. So she's really, really committed. She's passionate. She believes in her business idea. But the biggest challenge she faces is some money concern. So okay. Four is a group called Mary Jane, and we spell that M-E-R-R-Y, because Mary Jane has really built a business that is supporting her need for time. She may have a full-time job, and so this business is something she started on the side based on a personal interest, or she may be a full-time mom who started a business to bring some income in on the side and to keep her mind active and busy and to have, you know, have another way to connect with people professionally.
Wow. Okay. Almost like a hobby becomes a hobby of sorts becomes a business for them.
Exactly right. And so you can see that these different types of women, right, they have different needs because their objectives are very different.
Absolutely.
And then our fifth type is a group that we call accidental Jane. And time and time again, when I do an in-depth phone interview with an accidental Jane or a woman in this category, she ends up surfacing that word herself. You know, she'll say, I never really intended to start a business, but something happened.
Wow.
She was professionally really strong at what she did, so there may have been a layoff, or she may have gotten frustrated with the corporate environment and said, you know what, I'm just going to hang out my shingle and do this for myself.
When you look at the five groups, how do you organize them in terms of rank of success? Is it possible to even answer that question?
You know, I think it's a brilliant question, and it's really where the research began, because as I started trying to understand what constitutes success and what helps people become successful, you very soon realize that we all define success in our own way. And so I think it really depends on what her individual goals are. Certainly from a conventional standpoint, I would say the Go Jane Go type would fit the model of what society in general believes. But certainly it's the Jane Doe type that would best fit the conventional ideas of what success are, because she's building an ongoing business that's very profitable and would have systems and a team in place. So she would fit society's standards best, I believe.
Sure. And she's a person, I would guess, that where she's devised it and designed it in such a way that the business is not running her. She is really working on the business rather than in it to a certain extent. Right?
Yes, that's exactly right. But okay. I think most of these women, in their own way, would define themselves as successful because they're building a business that meets their own unique needs.
Is it possible for a female entrepreneur who, through a self-discovery process, to determine, hey, listen, I'd rather be this kind of Jane, can they actually orchestrate a change for themselves?
Yes, we totally believe that. As I've interviewed women now, kind of all across the country, what we've heard is that they naturally state that they have moved at various points of the business's development from stage to stage. Myself, I've gone through that. There was a time, I believe I started my company as an accidental Jane, my first company. And then as the business grew, I kind of evolved into the Go Jane Go type. So I think as you gain experience, you can naturally shift. But importantly, if you study these five types, you can go about intentionally shifting.
Okay.
And that's one of the things we're trying to help women do at Jane Out of the Box, particularly a group like Tenacity Jane, for example, who may be really struggling with cash flow and finances. You can go about intentionally learning the skills and tools that you need to have in order to be able to help you get into a more comfortable group.
Is there a most common type of Jane that you've found?
Tenacity Jane is the most common, and they represent about a third of female entrepreneurs.
Just to dig in a little deeper to Tenacity Jane, this is an individual that they're struggling with money, but they're holding on to their dream and their business. Is that how you might describe them, or how would you describe them?
I think that's exactly right. They've started a business that they completely believe in. Cash flow is tight. She probably started undercapitalized, so didn't maybe have enough money to live on to get the business fully up and running, or may have taken on debt. But she really believes in what she's doing, so she's hanging on and trying different things in order to help her company become successful.
Okay. We're visiting with Michelle DeKindersmith. She's the founder of JaneOutOfTheBox.com. That is the website, JaneOutOfTheBox.com. It's a great name. I wanted to switch a little bit over to speaking about your business, Michelle. What kind of Jane are you, by the way?
Great question. When I take the assessment, I show up as a Go Jane Go, which, as we talked about, means a woman who has her finger in a lot of different pies, right?
You're a busy woman, yes.
I am indeed, but I love it.
All right, so at the core of Jane Out of the Box, what was your mission about creating this environment or this platform?
Really, the overriding mission is to help women business owners benefit from each other's wisdom and to use what I have been fortunate to learn about research to help them better understand themselves and also to help businesses, companies, and agencies that want to help women entrepreneurs thrive, to help them do a better job through a deeper understanding.
Are there any other players in the social networking space like Jane? And if so, how do you differ, do you think?
You know, there are social networking sites that seek to help women entrepreneurs connect with each other. I think what really makes us unique is the research and the assessment and the fact that we continue to build a library of tools and resources that will help each woman based on her individual type.
As a research professional, it seems like such a natural that you've developed this. And because you're developing it from the customer outward or inward, but it's centric to them, and that combined with your research background seems to be just a wonderful mix.
Thank you. Yes, I enjoy it. I almost feel like this is what has become my calling. All of these years of doing research and honing those skills, and now to be able to help my peers and other women who are starting businesses be successful through that research is really fantastic for me.
Michelle, what is the assessment process like?
It's very simple. When you come to Jane Out of the Box, you want to look for the link that says take the assessment, and it will take you immediately to a survey. It takes about 10 minutes to go through it. We ask some really detailed questions about the reasons you started your business and how your business is performing today.
Okay.
And then within 24 hours, we'll email you your assessment results.
Okay. And then once you have the results, what are the action steps?
Well, we'd love at that point for that person to come and become a member of Jane Out of the Box. The membership is free. And to come in behind the scenes where there's lots of tools and resources and discussion boards available.
Okay, great. So membership is free. What is the revenue model at Jane?
The basic membership for Jane Out of the Box is free. Beginning in January, we are going to offer some web conferences that people can pay to attend at a modest fee to help them understand more deeply about their type. We will be adding products and services over time. And in addition to that, we do consulting with large corporations and with agencies that better need to understand the needs of female entrepreneurs so that they can provide better service.
Have you found, and I know you've worked in Fortune 500 companies and the like, have you found that some of the types also apply to employees or entrepreneurs?
Great question, and I have not tested that model, but you've given me a great new area to explore.
Yeah. I was curious if you saw any correlations that either surprised you or didn't surprise you about people that work for large corporations and running departments, let's say, as opposed to actually running their own business.
Yeah, I think that's a very interesting area to explore and something I'll definitely take a look at.
Yeah, I was curious. This is a fascinating model. The website www.janeoutofthebox, just like it sounds. Just delight to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us on the Small Biz Brain.
Thank you, David.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America.
Small Biz.
Small Biz Central.